For some residents along the Kuskokwim River, Thanksgiving meant more than just eating lots of turkey. It meant preparing for a flood. A large stretch of the river experienced breakup over the holiday weekend. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
It happened around dinner time on Thanksgiving Day at Aniak, a village about 150 river miles up from Bethel. People who planned to have a relaxing dinner at home ended up outside on the riverbank. Wayne Morgan is the chief of the Aniak tribe and a lifelong resident.
The word spread and people went down to, you know, just like breakup, we would in springtime. People went down to, you know, observe and what is happening.
Over the past several days, the upper and middle portions of the Kuskokwim River experienced breakup for the second time this year. Upriver villages like Sleep Mute and Stony River, about 300 river miles from Bethel, saw their ice move about a week ago. The river is smaller and faster there, and Morgan says the reports didn't shock residents in Aniak.
Down here, I said, it won't happen down here. It must be real thin ice up there. Nothing will happen down here, so I don't think any residents down here think anything would happen.
But that all changed on Thanksgiving Day. Morgan and others in Aniak heard that the ice was moving in Tuathpilluk, just 10 miles upriver. At first, many people thought it was just some thin ice that was pressured by recent rainfall. But by evening, river ice was moving bank to bank in front of the village, and no one could deny what was happening.
High water level, I'd say 10, 15 high, just like our springtime breakup. To move that ice that was there already, it was about 6 to 8 inches thick already on the river, but it just broke that up and lifted it up and pushed it down river.
Temperatures in the 40s, mixed with 2.5 inches of rain, mixed with 0.5 foot of melting snow, was just the recipe needed for an early winter breakup. Morgan, who grew up in Aniak, had never seen anything like it. There was a smaller late fall breakup in 2002, but it did not stretch for a couple hundred miles on the river like this one. Aniak experienced some minor flooding this year. One low-level road in town had water on it, but Morgan says most of the breakup activity stayed on the waterways. Morgan says the ice is just a mess now with towering jumbles of ice stretching across the river. He doesn't see an ice road for vehicles getting put in this year that would connect Aniak to villages downriver.
It's so rough out there. There's some 10 to, 6 to 10 foot sheets of ice, piled up, everywhere. It's bad.
Although the ice has stopped at Aniak, it was still moving in other areas of the Kuskokwim as of Sunday night. The lower part of the Kuskokwim River near Bethel was also in jeopardy of breaking up, but the recent cooling trend has restarted the freeze-up process. Last year at this time, there was about a foot more of ice on the lower river near Bethel, with a truck trail already established. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.